Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Welcome to Seas of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And glory be to God. Jesus, amen. That name that's above every name. And that's the name we want to continue lifting up and giving God praise. We're going to read the scripture, familiar scripture. And, you know, we should always go here. Concerning prayer, there's so many verses on prayer. The Apostle Paul always was saying, please pray for us. Thanks for praying for me. You're standing with me in prayer. And he also gave some instructions in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Says, I urge them, First of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. And verse 3 says, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. And he continues on down in this chapter to give more instructions about prayer. But specifically, we want to focus on a couple of things here. One is that prayers be made for all people, and then that we know that this is good and pleases God, our Savior. And so God is pleased every time we pray, every time we come in agreement, amen, on a specific cause, a specific reason. We know that's God's will. He don't want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. And so we know, amen, that we are praying according to the will of God when we pray these prayers and lifting them up for all people. So let us go into prayer, amen. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we worship you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord God, you've given us salvation. God, we thank you that we are able to come to you in prayer. We thank you that we can confess our sins to you, and our sins are forgiven and washed in the blood of the Lamb. You remember our sins no more, removing them as far as the east is from the west, and we know that those cannot meet. Oh, God, we praise you right now. As you are sending forth laborers into the harvest, we know the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so you, Lord God, you're sending out your apostles and your prophets and your evangelists, pastors and teachers, oh, God, to equip the body of saints into maturity and to draw those in lifting up the name of Jesus that they can call on his name and be saved. Oh, God, how wonderful, how awesome. Oh, God, that your gospel of truth, your salvation, your love, you say you so love the world that you gave your son Jesus Christ, that those who believe in him shall not perish or die but live everlasting with you. And so, God, we are praying, God, for those in the darkness to come to the marvelous light, those in the valley of decision to make up their mind, oh, God, to serve the living God, the one and only God, and you only. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, lifting up those who are already as laborers, God, and missionaries all over the world. We lift up Grace Point Ministries in Kenya. We lift up, God, the gospel of Asia. God, so many missionaries, God, out there, God, doing a great work. I pray for their perseverance. I pray for their endurance. I pray for your favor to be on their lives. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. Whether it's healing need, you heal cancer. You heal diabetes. You heal heart disease. God, you heal broken bones. You heal anything that needs to be restored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You bind up and you don't allow the enemy, God, to come and hurt any of your children. God, you keep us from harm. You keep us from the evil one. Our soul is protected forever and ever. We pray, oh God, for the persecuted church to continue to stay steadfast in their faith. And after they've done everything to stand, they will continue to stand because we know that you are a reward of those who diligently seek you. And our faith is rewarded, dear God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name on today. God, we thank you for our children and our youth. God, we pray for them over this summer. They're about to be in the last days of school year, and we know the summer is coming. Oh, God, we pray you protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray, Father God, that you give parents wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of, God, of what needs to be done and how the children need to be watched over, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, God, that you will just equip us all to, God, be better believers in Christ, to fill us with your love, overflowing with the love, because without love, we are nothing. Whatever we do is nothing. So, God, we pray for this love that you have for us to be in our hearts and overflowing to others in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. God, you've given us power to overcome, God, We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name that you break every chain. You are setting the captives free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh God, we bless you on today. Oh God, you are mighty, you are wonderful. We thank you, Lord God, that we keep our minds focused. We keep our spirits pure, Father God. With a pure heart shall see you. And without holiness, no one will see you, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, that, hallelujah, that you're sending this great revival of people turning from false ways, turning from evil, turning from wickedness, and turning towards you, the living God, with our whole hearts, mind, soul, and strength. Father God, loving you and then loving our neighbor as ourselves. These are the commandments you've given us. These are the ways that you want us to follow. Your Son Jesus taught us that there are no greater love than this, than a man, a child, woman, lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus, we know, lay down his life for us, and let us live accordingly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. We say glory unto your holy name. Father God, we come before you, lifting up Jerusalem, the peace of Jerusalem. All of Israel is to be saved. We know that Israel is still the apple of your eye, and so we continue to pray. We continue to support, Father God, your cause over Israel. And, Lord God, we know you'll rejoice over them with singing. We know that you're doing a great work, and many are calling on the name of Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, and Father God is Savior and Lord. God, we magnify you continually. Your praise will always be on our lips. We say, hallelujah, which is the highest praise. And so, God, we are walking by faith and not by sight. And we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have this confidence, amen. We can trust and believe that you, God, your promises are yea and amen. And so, Lord, here we are. Our hearts bow before you, and our minds set and focused on you and giving you the glory. So, God, allow the many ministries, God, the your gospel truth, your evangelism that's in the hearts of your people to go forth. God, we ask that, Lord, you know what is needed. So let us just keep going toward and focusing on the faith that you've put in our hearts. And so today we magnify your glorious and beautiful name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Give God the glory. Give him the praise. We thank God for you for joining us in agreement with prayer. Join us in the morning. We have seeds of the word. This is Pastor Katisa. We give God the praise. Enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. My portion.